WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here. And welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Daily boost in 5. You know, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into a valley of, well, let's just say, less than pleasant emotions. We all go through challenging times. It's inevitable, but what sets us apart is how we navigate those rough patches. Today's episode is all about staying positive during those tough times because let's face it, positivity isn't some magical unicorn that appears only when life is a perfect Instagram feed. It's a muscle we need to flex, especially when things get real. So buckle up, folks, because we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will help you keep your head held high even when the world feels like it's throwing everything at you. First things first. Remember your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? What are your goals and dreams? When challenges arise, it's easy to lose sight of those bigger aspirations. But holding on to that why, that purpose, can be a powerful anchor when the storm hits. It reminds you why you're pushing through and gives you something to strive for. Second, practice gratitude. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Gratitude? During a crisis? Absolutely. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about recognizing the good even in the midst of adversity. It could be as simple as appreciating a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even a sunny day. Focusing on what you have, rather than what you lack, can shift your perspective and create space for positivity. Third, cultivate resilience. Think of it like this. Challenges are like those annoying pop-up ads on your phone. They're trying to interrupt your flow. But just like you click close on those ads, you can choose to not let setbacks derail your entire day, week, or month. Build your resilience muscle by facing challenges head-on, learning from mistakes, and bouncing back stronger than before. Fourth, find joy in the small things. You don't need grand adventures or epic celebrations to experience joy. Sometimes, it's those little moments that make all the difference. A good laugh with a friend, a delicious meal, a captivating book. Pay attention to these everyday pleasures and allow yourself to fully savor them. And lastly, remember you're not alone. Ever felt like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when it just feels like everyone else has it figured out except you? Let me tell you, that feeling is incredibly common. We all struggle, we all have our doubts, and we all need a little support sometimes. Lean on your loved ones, connect with supportive communities, or seek professional guidance if needed. You don't have to go through this alone. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work, but everything seems to be going wrong. The slides are glitching, your mind feels foggy, and you start doubting yourself. Sounds familiar, right? But instead of spiraling into negativity, remember those 5 takeaways we just discussed. Focus on your why. Why is this presentation important to you? What impact do you want to make? Cultivate gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas. Practice resilience by pushing through the technical glitches and mental blocks. Find joy in the small victories along the way, like finally getting those slides to cooperate or delivering a confident opening line. And remember, you're not alone. Reach out to a trusted colleague for support or simply take a few deep breaths to center yourself. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you stay positive during challenging times. Remember your why, practice gratitude, cultivate resilience, find joy in the small things, and know that you're not alone. Staying positive isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on what's good, finding strength within yourself, and remembering that even during the toughest storms, there are always rays of sunshine waiting to break through. Now go out there, embrace those challenges head on, and remember, you got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode with me, tag me on social media or leave a comment below. And as always, thanks for tuning in to the Motivation Spark. Daily boost in 5. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.